You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place. But we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Good August 22nd morning, 2017, everybody out there. It's good to see everybody. Good to hear everybody. All the comments that had rolled in from yesterday's podcast was really overwhelming, heartwarming, and just some really good responses that I've been getting from all the podcasts so far. So it's early in the morning, so you got my deep, very Barry White voice going on right now. But I just wanted to reach out to everybody today for a really quick podcast because I wanted to talk a little bit about, on top of everything else that we're talking about, on top of all the other things that we try to do by investing in ourselves, by taking a look at what we're doing for us, right? It's all about positivity. It's all about thinking positive about yourself, setting yourself up for success, taking a look at all of the things that you're doing, posting pictures of your before and afters, all about your whys, all about the things like that. And so I wanted to reach out just a little bit because this one's going to be a little bit different. It's just a slight tweak to where we're at with it. Here's the concept that I try to do, especially when we're on our health journey. I feel like there's three different ways that you can feed yourself. And the three different ways you can feed yourself, one of the biggest ways, of course, as we know, which a lot of people might have gotten in trouble at one time because we fed ourselves through our mouth, right? We fed ourselves with food and we kept on eating and those kind of things. And that's one of the ways that human beings have to gain sustenance and be able to survive and be able to look at what they're doing and being able to move forward, creating energy, metabolism, those kind of things. So the physical aspect of eating food for you to be able to give yourself energy is important. So again, that's part of investing in you by making sure that you are watching what you eat by the amounts of food that you're doing, that you're eating and the types of food that you're eating, whether they're high calories, you know, different fat contents, different stuff like that. The second kind of food would be the food of the mind. So this is things like, you know, I know that they always kind of joke a little bit about the fact of keeping your brain sharp by doing things like crossword puzzles or doing things like Sudoku and doing different things to be able to exercise your brain and be able to keep it sharp, to be able to continue moving forward so that your brain doesn't age in a way that you can actually stay sharp and witty throughout your whole entire life and your whole entire journey. So it's really important to invest in those kind of things. So I know a lot of times we as a family will sit and watch Jeopardy. And I know a lot of times that's one of those moments where you might say that's just dumb information you need to know. But it's a way to be able to continue to exercise your brain and challenge each other together and be competitive and those kind of things and keep yourself sharp of those kind of things that you want to do. And I think that when you are sharp in the mind, you can make good decisions and quality decisions of things you want to do moving forward. So that's the second piece. Okay, that's again, investing in you, in yourself. And the third piece is investing in the heart, which I personally believe is one of the most important pieces for anybody to be successful in their journey. Now, you've heard in the past, we've always talked about making sure that you are, a lot of people talk about making sure that you are investing in yourself so that you can invest in others. So when you invest in others, you put your oxygen mask on first, you take care of you, and then you can take care of others, which is a great concept. And that's the way we really should be working on things, especially when it comes to loved ones and situations like elderly care or things like that or whatever that we're doing. What I want to talk about a little bit is while you are on that journey of making sure that you're putting your own mask on and you are investing in yourself and making sure that you're getting right in your mind so that you can then go and take care of others is to invest in other people. Now, doesn't that just contradict what I just said? Here's what I mean. So when you are investing in yourself and you're on a plan and you're eating healthy and you're working hard and you're going to the gym and you're doing all the things that you need to do, you still have to get to that point where you need to feel good about what's going on around you. And a lot of times we get in that little bit, like I talked about earlier, about the wobble phase. And if we're wobbling, we're not really sure if our feet are on solid ground right now, right? So we start to kind of doubt ourselves, or we start to get negative about things, or we might just not really feel like we're investing the way that we should be investing. So we start to move the direction of maybe sliding, or, you know, not really having a great time with everything. So you have to invest in yourself because you need to feel good about yourself. So one of the ways that I've always done it is every month I go and I volunteer. I volunteer through a local organization that I go through, and we go and we volunteer at the local trails, or we'll go to the food kitchens, or we'll go to different areas to be able to invest in other people. Now, here's the reason why I share that is because I feel like if you can get to a place where you can do something that's going to make yourself feel good outside of all the work you're putting into eating right and doing the things that you need to do, why not set yourself up for success that you're going to feel good about yourself during that time? It's really important to do that because I feel like if you can set your mind and your heart in a good place while you're still trying to work hard at something that may not seem as fun and exciting, because some people, let's just face it, some people when they're going through any kind of food changes or any kind of health related changes, they may not think of it as a fun thing. So it's important to be able to elevate the brain cells that are going in there to a happy place. It's also important to elevate the heart, because the other part that I always talk about is food for the soul is one of the most important foods that you can eat. If you can go and do something for other people, volunteering, food kitchens, go to an elderly home, help clean up, serve breakfast to some elderly folks, go to the veterans hospitals, go do different things to invest in other people. I will tell you, if you haven't done it before, which I think most people probably have done a little bit of volunteering at some time or another, but if you haven't done it before, when you leave there, that euphoric feeling of complete, that euphoric feeling of my heart is filled is such a good feeling. And you feel like you're on cloud nine because you've done something for other people that were less fortunate, or other people that couldn't necessarily do the things that you're able to do with your body or your mind or your heart that you're able to be able to do. One of the best experiences that I ever had was I was having a really tough time. I was plateauing and I wasn't really feeling all that great. And one of the volunteering efforts that we did up in Maine, we go to this little island out in near Casco Bay that's called Peaks Island. And so you go down to Portland, you take a little ferry over to Peaks Island and they dock right in, and you actually, people take their boats on the ferry and you go out there and people live on the island as a community. So the only way you can really travel back and forth is over ferry or boat. So we went out there and we went to an elderly home, and the elderly home was there, and it was a self-sufficient elderly home, but they were elderly. So what we did was, is we got there and they had these garden beds out front. And so we spent all day long, and a couple of the folks built up brand new raised garden beds so that they're at level where they could actually reach down and be able to plant their peppers and onions and those kind of things. And then there was other raised garden beds that we actually rebuilt and refirmed up. And then we went and mulched all their gardens and did all their landscaping work. And you wouldn't think just by putting in some gardening stuff for the folks or anything like that, that it would make that much of an impact. But you should see the emotions that these elderly folks came out and had with us as we were doing this. I mean, I brought my son with me, which is a great way to be able to set an example. But when we got there, I mean, literally, it was so heartwarming because these folks were emotional. Some were in tears thinking to themselves, these folks came all the way out here on a boat to help us with this opportunity, to give us the opportunity and afford us our independence for us to grow our own fruits and grow our own vegetables and really kind of be self-sufficient, which is one of the things that a lot of elderly folks lose when they get older. What an experience it was. It was so amazing. It felt so good. It felt so heartwarming. And then me and my son, when we were getting on the boat heading back, what a reflection point that we had that we're always going to concentrate on investing in other people, because it's so important for us to feel good about ourselves, to be able to get through life and go through our journey and be good for other people. But this is one of the ways that I can actually do that. It's food for the soul. So food for the mouth, food for the mind, and food for the heart are so important to be able to lean in on. And those are things that you got to invest in for you to set yourself up for success, because you're going to have down times and you're going to have rough times whenever it comes through, because life is always going to deal you those cards. And if you're eating in all three of those categories to help yourself move forward, I feel like you can put yourself in a good place to be able to combat those things. I hope that that makes sense to you guys, because it makes sense to me, and I was really thinking about it a lot, because probably because I haven't volunteered since last month, so I need to go volunteer again this month, so I'm going to, and I'm also looking at putting together a couple cancer walks and some other stuff that we can do, some fundraising and things like that around the area. So do it today, right? Challenge yourself. If you're not a big person that's into volunteering or something like that, you can go to, I think it's volunteeramerica.org, and you can actually do different things to be able to find. You can even punch it into Google and see any volunteering opportunities in your area. Sign up for one. Do it. Invest in your heart. Eat the food for soul to create an energy that's going to be able to know that you're giving back to others, so that way you can be more successful with what you're doing and feeling good about what your journey looks like and what your legacy that you're leaving is. Okay. Have a great day, everybody, and we'll talk later. Thanks. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talks with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Liquid Shano 1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.